We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
That's my goal. I'm not looking for a spouse. Majority of my life is spent trying to find the nearest Cinnabon.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
I love to live in a state of delusion. It's one of my favorite things to do.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Welcome back to the show. You got PXY Mornings this fine Wednesday. My name's Moose, that's Breezy, and we want to get to an email that we got from Cecilia, you said?
Cecilia.
Who is,
you're like Sicilian pizza.
And she's 32, and I think she's facing what a lot of people are facing when they get older in age and it comes to dating in general.
Right.
You start to date with intention. I'm still waiting to do that. However,
he's like, I'm bopping from a fern to a sunflower. It's all a thing. But I know. It's really hard because, I mean, not that 32 is old by any means.
Yeah.
But it's where you enter into a new decade, and that when you're younger, society is like, you have to be married by 30, have to be kids by 33, and then, you know what I mean? Like,
times have changed a lot.
Timelines were really like set in our heads at a young age, and yeah, I agree. Times have changed a lot, and a lot of people are doing things a lot differently now, and there isn't as much timeline and societal pressure. But I think there's so much internalized pressure because of what you've learned growing up this way.
No, I still believe that pressure is still there on the outside in society telling you do this, do that.
Right.
I think it's more people being more self-aware today, understanding
that. And pushing back.
Yeah, pushing back, and I'm on my own path, and I'll get to these things when I'm ready to get to them.
Correct.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Correct. So she sent me a message last night, not spiraling, but just kind of being a little sounding board.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't get the message, but what?
No, she did just DM me separately.
That's okay. I'm glad you responded.
I know, right? Me laying in bed, staring at the ceiling. She said, Breezy, I wanted to say thank you so much for being so open and honest about all of your breakups on the air. All of your breakups, shade. I feel like sometimes as a society, we get really invested in other people's relationships who we look up to. And then one day, poof, they're just gone without a trace with no explanation. And you've been very open and honest about all of your struggles.
That's true.
I have been out of the dating scene for about a year now, after getting out of a 3-year relationship. As a 32-year-old, I feel like I put so much pressure on myself to find a partner and ultimately get married and hopefully have kids sooner rather than later. There's such a difference this time around when it comes to dating, and it feels different. It's really hard to explain. I just want to know if I'm alone feeling this way and see if anyone else is going through this and how they've overcome this mounting fear of getting back in the dating scene and dating with intention. The issue is that I know once I get into my next relationship, or hopefully anyways, that will be it. Hopefully we'll work out. Hopefully we'll get married. And that's what I want ultimately. But if it doesn't, or if I'm just settling, that's one of my biggest fears.
Mm.
I'd love to know what you and your listeners think. Thank you for the time, Celia.
Great message. And I know a lot of people are thinking the same thing. Yes, dating to marry, of course. However, the dating pool is filled with pee.
Okay. That's a terrible analogy, but...
No, I don't think so. What were you going to say?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think there's a lot of people out there that they want to date with intentions, but so many people are sick and tired of dating in general. A lot of people haven't had great experiences when it comes to dating. Obviously, that's part of it, though, right?
Right.
You have good dates, you have bad dates, but we've all dabbled into the dating pool. We've seen what's in there. It's not great.
I do think there's like a it's really scary, like, dating to marry and just dating to date. Like, I feel now more than ever, not that I'm currently dating at all. It's just, like, not the vibe for me personally. But I do think about that sometimes. Everything that she's saying of, you know, the next time I do get into dating someone or anyone or multiple people or whatever the case may be, it's going to feel a lot different. And it's scary because it might be your last time experiencing first like that. First date, first kiss with somebody, first time, first anything.
And that's scary because you don't want that to go away?
No, it's just like kind of the end of an era. You know what I mean? The end of first, the end of, you know, feeling that feeling of like first meeting someone.
Well, you know, when you find the right person, you experience a lot of firsts together. And that can also be pretty fulfilling.
Yeah.
It's got to be the right person, though. And I understand what she's saying. She's 32. Now she's at a point where she... And no, she's definitely not alone when it comes to this.
No.
A majority of people go through this.
And I do feel like sometimes the societal pressure or the pressure that you put on yourself does ultimately lead people to like settle. And then that leads in divorce and heartbreak and mishap. And it's like, what's the less of the two evils, right?
Yeah.
Like rushing into something because you feel like you want it that bad or you need it that bad.
Yeah, I've had this battle with myself for a couple of years now. And, you know, now that I'm 40, I start to think about, you know, when it comes to dating, what's my intent? What is it that I'm trying to do? Because I am at a point now where it's like, I'm not trying to just kill time.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would love something that's more substantial and something that's more fulfilling where I can build something with somebody. And I've had my fair share of dating, and that's been great. I've figured out what it is that I don't want, mm-hmm. which has led me to knowing exactly what it is that I do want.
Right.
But it is a little bit scary sometimes because you go into it and you're like, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. And I've tried to pull myself away from that because I've done it time and time again. Like, I psych myself out. Oh, this is it. This has to work out, right, or it's nothing at all.
Exactly.
And I'm like, it's too much pressure.
And then all of a sudden,
I see myself putting up this wall. And then when I put up a wall, I take 10 steps back.
It's so much pressure.
And I had
on
this.
On you, on the person you're dating, on the situation as a whole.
Right. And then I had this whole conversation with my therapist and we're working it out. And then I was like, oh, I wasn't a huge fan of the Barbie movie. And then she never talked to me again.
Yeah,
so we didn't really get to the root of the problem.
So tough. A lot went back there. Too bad you ghosted her. This person says, I'm 41. I stopped dating 3 years ago. It's just so worthless and painstaking. I'm happier and less stressed alone.
Yeah. Rochelle says, I feel you. Dating apps can be exhausting and frustrating. Maybe it's time to start focusing on meeting people through shared interest in social events. Well, if they brought back, you know, Park F Fest, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. I agree, though. Sometimes the dating apps is just such a waste of time and energy and effort.
Like, I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know why. I just had this, like, revelation. I was driving, and I was like, the thought of, like, having a dating app on my phone and, like, just, like I need one more.
Right.
Like, I need one more app to go on.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? The thought of, like, downloading that and, like, doing all of that made me so physically nauseous that I was, I had to pull over.
I'm
not even being dramatic.
No,
like, it's
just
so wildly out of control. This wave of emotion came over me and I was like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Not for anybody else, for me personally.
No, but
that is not the vibe.
No, clearly. I'm 27 and I'm so tired, Moose and Breeze. The apps make me sick. Yeah, well, you're 27. You still got a lot to look forward to. So what's the end goal here? What do we want to tell our girl?
I know it sounds cliche and I know it sounds silly, but it's like the right person will come when you're not really looking.
When you least expect it.
Going so out of your way to find someone.
Yeah. Be the person.
You're searching so hard that you're missing something that's already in front of you.
Yeah, you just got to be the person that you truly want to attract. So if you're truly looking for somebody in your life that complements the type of person that you are, practice being that person.
And I don't know, how to phrase this without sounding like a whore, but like, I just feel like when I first started dating at the ripe age of 17, it's so unnecessary. Couldn't be more unnecessary. No, genuinely. No, I can't.
Go ahead.
And breaking up with like that first partner and then that second partner. And it's like, I will never find anyone ever again. And now I'm on like my fifth or sixth like long-term relationship. I'm like, there's always someone new. There's always going to be someone new.
Right.
I'm always going to find someone new. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
No, the bus comes really around the corner every 15 minutes.
It's really not that big of a deal. And I think it's hard for people to like really grasp that concept when they've only had like one partner or like one like pretty solid relationship. Like, there's always going to be somebody new.
Right. It's like my Italian uncle said when he was in Sicily. He's like, listen, you can get on the donkey, nephew, and you can ride it into the sun. But when the donkey gets thirsty, are you going to give it water or are you going to get off? You're going to walk the remainder. Until this day, I still have no idea what he was talking about.
Me neither. No, well, everyone's confused.
Wake up. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
For breakfast.
The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.